Coyotes, 1450 WTHU, the Timinator here, and it is Super Bowl weekend coming up on Sunday. I am so excited, and I thought we would talk to somebody who knows just a little bit about playing in that game. Say hello to former Washington Redskin Commander quarterback, Mr. Joe Theismann. Joe, thanks so much for hanging out this morning.
You're welcome, Tim.
All right, so go as a player who's never played in the game before, quarterback especially, going into the game, are you really nervous as we prepare for it? Like, how do you get the nerves out?
You're not necessarily that nervous. Obviously, it's a big game, but you've prepared for big games. The NFC Championship game was a big game, both teams prepared for, and you just try and contain your emotions by preparing properly, and you know, when you walk out of that locker room, you say to yourself, I'm ready, and then you go play football, and as soon as the ball's kicked off, as soon as you get hit or whatever happens, you get into the flow of the game, and then it becomes just a question of execution.
Absolutely. I bet it is just like any other game, right?
It's not quite like any other day. I mean, but you know, I've actually, you know, before most games, you get just a little bit nervous. You just want to make sure you do a good job. You want to make sure you're completely prepared. You do everything you can in the week of practice. And these guys have now had two to get ready. So, you know, some guys handle it differently than others.
All right. Do you have a clear, do you have a favorite in the game? Do you have somebody who you think has an advantage? I know the Seahawks have a really good defense. Who do you think comes out on top on Sunday?
Well, you know, I've looked at this game a lot of different ways. I think Seattle has a lot of speed on offense. Sam Darnold is certainly playing very, very well. Drake May has been able to run and keep, you know, their offense on the field. So I'm leaning towards Seattle. I think defensively, they're quick and fast, big up front. Offensively, they're explosive. And, you know, it's hard to judge New England a little bit because they played Denver in such a terrible snowstorm the second half a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, I'm sort of leaning towards Seattle.
There you go. Seattle. I think that's where a lot of people are leaning towards. All right. Give me your favorite Super Bowl snack or food during the while you're watching the games.
Chicken wings.
Oh,
messy chicken wings at home.
Oh, there you go. Gotta go chicken wings. And for me, I gotta go pizza too, you know?
Oh, pizza's another one. Absolutely. Yep. The simple ones.
All right. And before I let you go, I gotta ask you, since we are an oldies radio station, do you have an oldies favorite group or artist?
Actually, Elvis Presley has been my favorite forever. I mean, I have the Elvis channel, and you know, you forget how many songs he actually sang. Didn't write any, but actually sang so many wonderful songs during that era and in that time, and you know, in the 60s and on. And I mean, he was just an unbelievable performer. So I would lean towards the 60s. And of course, you got, you know, the Supremes and the Four Tops and the Spinners. And you know, I love listening to oldies. I love it.
All right, that's great. And finally, let everybody know what you're doing now and where they can catch you and any fun projects you have going on right now.
I have a Twitter account. It's at Theismann7. And I do motivational speeches and try and play some golf when the weather's decent, which it hasn't been, but try and play some golf.
There you go. Well, here's hoping that weather warms up and you can play more golf. Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. And here's hoping for a great Super Bowl on Sunday. We'll talk again soon, all right?
You bet, Tim. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.